It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 184. How's it going, Sam?
Good. 184.
Yeah. So I don't have too many thoughts on 184. It seems like it seems like it should be something, doesn't it?
Like, yeah. It's like almost a computer type thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we get to 384.
Yeah.
Oh, 286, I'll take.
286, yeah. Oh, man. Anything you have stuff, right?
Yeah, I just was gone for a week. I took an actual vacation.
Awesome.
Like, I just was not working for a week. It was awesome. I don't want to work ever again.
Yeah. I just finished my musical. And so I've got like a post musical letdown. Like, I'm kind of just, you know, feeling a little down, you know, because I won't get to see anybody. So, like, you know, going and doing a thing and being around people is cool. And then it ends, and then I'm just, you know, by myself forever. But the only reason I bring it up is, I was like, oh, well, I'll just, you know, take a day and kind of play some Rocket League and just relax. I'm sure I'll feel better, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I look at my fucking calendar. God. Just try to, I don't know if this will be as effective to anybody else, but what's something that could be on my calendar that would be like the worst fucking thing? God, I don't know if you could take any guesses, but I look on my calendar.
Your birthday?
What's that? Oh, that's true. Yeah. I look at my calendar today. I was kind of sitting around and, you know, I was just going to relax. And I look at my calendar and I have a fucking dentist appointment.
Dentist, yeah.
God, it's the worst. It ruined my whole, I was like, cool. So instead of relaxing, I get to go have my teeth drilled off and then be miserable for
today?
A year. Yeah, today.
Oh, wow.
In like 2 hours. And like, I don't think I can reschedule because they're so busy that I scheduled this
so
one
busy
like
drilling
a year
people's
ago.
What? Teeth up. They're kind of busy drilling people's teeth up.
Yeah. And it's like, my teeth still hurt from the last appointment. Like, I don't know if they messed something up or that. And that's the other thing about fucking dentistry. They get to say like, well, your teeth could hurt for up to your whole life. Like they're able to just say, they'll start with like, well, it should stop hurting, in a week or a month or it could just hurt forever. Like it could just never go. It's not a very like high bar of accomplishment for dentists. It's like,
I don't know how they do it in the first place.
It could be fine, or you'll just forever be in pain. We don't really care one way or the other. You know, it's just going to, that's how it is. I think they must have messed something up, or I'm still within that year threshold of my, the nerve pain from messing.
Now, this is the Robbie Glantz dentistry chain you're going to, right? It's all for one, little package deal.
They just drill your groin over and over.
Yeah. We try. I don't even know how you could feel anything on that groin. We've done everything possible to just completely remove it from your body.
So, yeah.
Short of removing your groin completely.
So that fucking sucks. And what's going on with me. But you had a vacation. When you described the trip you were going on, I was like, man, that sounds like a trip.
It was good.
I would love to do that.
The only thing I will complain about is it was record fucking global warming death temperatures.
We're all going to die of global warming, I'm pretty certain.
It's amazing.
Did you see the headlines? It was like new record highs everywhere on planet Earth.
Yeah.
There was the one I saw. I don't know if you saw this, but there was some city. Middle Eastern country that I can't remember one of the weird ones that that isn't like we haven't been at war with, so I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, there was some city in that country where the record was that the low temperature for like, I don't know, a few days or a week or something, the low temperature was 118. So like middle of the night, lowest it had even gotten was 118. I was like, well, there better not be any people there. Like everybody better have left. God, I can't even imagine. That's what it feels like in California every year, but it's not literally that.
Yeah, they had record temperatures in San Diego where I was, and I guess there was humidity because it was weird. it said 85, and we went to the San Diego Zoo on whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's not a very high record.
Yeah. No, that was not the record high. I'm saying it was 85 in the morning when we went at like 9 or whatever. And I was like, 85 in the morning. It's not, that's not that bad. Don't you think 85, like you could just go out and go to the zoo?
But I mean, you're not going to faint.
Yeah. I almost fainted. It was unbearable. And I guess there was really high humidity. That's what everyone said. It was like Florida weather. But yeah, it is true. The humidity is bullshit. We did it for like 3 hours and I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. We're done. I don't care how many damn monkeys they have here. I tried to see all the monkeys I could, but, so the first thing I was going to talk about though is,
you know, what's really stupid for 1 second. This is not, I don't know if it's funny or what it is, but like, I also was in a situation this year where we were at a zoo with Phoebe and circumstances were such that I was like, I don't care how many fucking monkeys there are at the zoo. We're like, we went in Chicago. God, what was it? I can't remember the reason. It might have been we were too cold, actually. Too hot. Something sucked. And I was like, well, Phoebe's an infant anyway, and she's not going to remember. So we'll see a few monkeys and we'll get the fuck out of the zoo.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
It's the only reason to go. Well, we were down there for the 4th of July, of course, and I saw like 100 fireworks shows. I saw all the fireworks shows there could ever be. It was weird. There was on the 3rd, they did one in Long Beach where we were, that like a special before, like they get the jump on everyone else's fireworks.
Yeah.
On the 3rd.
It's a solid 3 days of fireworks at least.
Yeah. So we watched that. It was kind of cool. It was like on the bay and everything, but it's just fucking fireworks. And then we went to the Dodger game on the 4th of July and they had a big fireworks thing after that. And then we were driving from Dodger Stadium back to Long Beach and there was fireworks going on. It was crazy. It was like an hour, 45 minutes down the freeway, nonstop fireworks in every direction. It's kind of cool. But I was just thinking about this at the Dodger game after I had just seen a big fireworks show and was watching another one. And I was just thinking how like, it's the same fucking thing every time. And I was thinking, what? Is there no creativity in the fireworks like coordinator job or who, you know what it's like?
Yeah. Like
I don't know how to explain
why
this,
haven't
but
they
it's
done
just,
that Gandalf one where it's like a dragon and it flies around.
Well, plus they just like, they do it for 10 minutes. Like, oh, here's one. There's one. And at the end, they just shoot off like 500 of them at once.
Guess what,
like
guys? Here's our big surprise finale. A lot of more of this.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, we got some weird ones at the end. It's just more of the same ones all at once. And everyone goes, oh, my God, look at this.
To be fair,
10 times what
incredible.
We just saw all at the same time. And I was thinking, why wouldn't you just shoot them all, every single one right at the beginning? Just do a fucking, just blow everyone's brains out. And that's it.
Like a 3-second fireworks show. Like everyone gets together. It's just done.
That'd be awesome. I think it would be better because we've all seen it, and like if it was all
it'd be
at
less
once,
time wasting. It would be the best. Yeah,
and they do it anyway at the end. They're like, "Here's half of it all at once," or whatever. But it's just funny because I've seen fireworks since I was old enough to see fireworks, and like it's the same fucking thing every time. Nobody tries to do something different. Like,
why can't they make one? I'm just spitballing here, but like, why don't they make a firework that blows up and it's like, it looks like Saturn or something, you know, like it's got this badass, some rings and stuff. Like, can't they do any of that? We've got computers now. Can't they do something with them?
Yeah. Like they had ones with smiley faces on this one where it kind of shot out in a ring and then it had like two dots in a smiley kind of shape. And that just made it worse because I was thinking, if you can do that, then what can't you do? Like, if that, If they know how much each thing's going to shoot out.
Why isn't there one that's like a naked lady? You know? Like
yeah.
Just crudely drawn.
Or like a guy goes up in it and blows out and he parachutes down and like shoots
like an,
flares
like an
as
actual
he's going.
Guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like there's nothing has changed in fireworks since the Chinese invented it. And like the
Pretty
first
much.
Fireworks show was like, all right, do a couple of our fireworks. And at the end, just do like 10 of them. Yeah. And everyone will be like, holy shit. That's every single, like I was just thinking if you're the fireworks coordinator person, you know, like what happens when they do the interviews and they're like, well, you know, we gave it to this guy because he can do the same thing that everyone's ever done forever for all time. What is the criteria for becoming, like if I apply to be like, so what are your, well, I was just going to send a, you know, one up every, I don't know what, 5 seconds. And then at the end, I'll just do like 10 of them. I'm like, yeah, okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, is it the minute anyone has a slightly different idea, they're like, you don't understand how things are done here. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
get
not
out
how
of my
fireworks
office.
Around here.
Yeah. They need to do a fireworks show that, like, you know, takes down a plane or something. Yeah, I don't know. Something.
It's sort of like music. We were talking about how they always have to do the encore or whatever. If they didn't do it, then people like don't know what to do. Like if they did the fireworks in the beginning, they did a couple. In the middle, you do like a shitload. And then you like tail it off to the end where there's one. People would never leave. They'd be like, no, it's not over because it didn't. It ended with like just one. So they're just wait until they do the ending or whatever. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like once everyone's used to the formula, you can't do anything else. Like it has to be that formula every time. Otherwise, I think people would lose it. There'd be riots if you didn't end the fireworks show with a bunch of fireworks.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's, we all go watch it every time.
It's
I'm
along
like, why
the same
are we
lines
watching?
As a stupid fucking national anthem that we just need to get rid of.
Oh,
like,
God.
We've heard it. How much more?
It never
of this?
Ends. Yeah.
How many more hundreds of years are we going to do this fucking national anthem before every single game of everything?
Yeah, it sucks being a big sports fan because I have to deal with it every day.
Endless.
Every fucking day.
Dude, if we weren't sports fans, when would we, and I'm, you know, barely one, but still, I watch every hockey game and it's always that. If we weren't sports fans, like, would we ever have to hear this piece of shit? You know, like, it's just sports, right? Yeah. I can't think of, I can't think of it.
I
don't
know.
I just thought of something. Do your kids, let's see, I guess not Noli, but does... You know, does your daughter have to say this fucking Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't know. Probably.
God, I'm not doing that. I seriously just tell Phoebe, just like, no, just don't do it.
Dude, I was actually just going to talk.
Conscientious objector.
I don't really have a joke for this or whatever, but I don't even know what to say about it. But I meant to say this too, that at the Dodger game, they were doing the national anthem. And I had my hat on and everything. And there's a couple next to me, like a younger... I don't know how old, maybe 20 something, but they just didn't, they were just sitting in their chairs or whatever, just not doing anything. And I was standing and I was like, I don't really need to stand for this, but I don't really need to sit for it. Like, I don't know what to do anymore. Like,
I'm with you. Yeah. It's a pretty big statement. You know, for some reason, I don't feel like at baseball games, it matters as much. Cause like, you know, but at the hockey arena, everybody, you're packed in tight and you all stand up like it. It's kind of noticeable if you don't. And then, you know what? Even if you wanted to fucking make a statement or just not participate, because fuck that, it's the most annoying thing in the world. They trot out the goddamn veterans. They're like, it's also an honor our veterans by standing for the... And then you're like, well, I don't want to like say fuck the veterans.
It was worse than that. They had the families of like, veterans that lost their lives in different operations holding the flag.
Right.
And like they were waving and stuff. I'm like, well, how am I gonna? I'm not gonna sit down like
an
asshole.
Exactly. Then they get out some guns and they're like, "We will kill this family if anyone sits down." you
it's
will
just weird
stand
I
w- for this. Fucking.
I guess the point was like the people next to me, because I told my kids to stand too. I was like, "Come on, guys, take your hats off and stand or whatever," because they were playing on the fucking iPad or whatever. And so the couple next to me on my left, I was thinking like, what do they think I am? They think I'm like a fucking asshole,
right?
Like, you know, but. Then if I sit and we all sit, then I don't want my kids. Like, I don't know. There's no answer. I just stand. Like, I don't put my, you know, I'm not like hand over my heart. That's my protest. I won't do that. I'm not putting my fucking hand over my heart. I'll just stand. What is that anyway? Why do I have to put my hand over my heart? Like I love.
I don't. What is that? I don't even know.
They do that. Yeah. Everyone does that. There's the, that's what it is now. With,
is
with
in case someone's going to shoot like a poison dart at your heart? Is that what it is?
I don't know. No, it's just that you love, you're holding onto your heart because it aches with love for your country.
I'm trying to think, like, what does that mean? Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. I'm never,
that's what it means.
Never again will I be doing that. Ever again in my life would I ever, you know, do anything like that. I'm just realizing the only reason you're made to do it as a kid because they can fucking brainwash you into stupid shit.
Well, plus, as white people, too, like, if I sat, I could imagine someone going like, what the fuck are you sitting for? You're not, there's nothing wrong. You're not dealing with any of these problems that we are, you know? And then I'm like, yeah, I'm an asshole. Like, I don't know what to do. There's nothing I could do that would be like, oh, that's an acceptable white privilege response. You know, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in no man's land.
I think we should all just fucking take down our pants and stick our ass, like, just moon. So I'll just decide that's what we're fucking doing until we put a stop to this bullshit. Do you know that? You probably already know this, but do you know it's like all this government funded bullshit? Did you know that?
Yeah, they put millions
of dollars into like this fucking forced nationalism and this forced like military, you know, parades of bullshit. Like it's not like an organic thing that all sports fans were like, you know, we really love the military. Let's get this into our sport. It was the government being like, hey, let's do some propaganda and military, you know, like love and pump it into everybody's houses. Stupid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I hate it.
I don't have a problem showing respect to people who, you know, are joining the military for some reason. They think they're going to make something better and they go and they risk all whatever. That's admirable. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's a joke or anything, but it's just... Well, I guess, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's had done something like that, absolutely, like, that's... Yeah, I mean, I wish that we weren't doing most of the stuff we're doing, but yeah. I mean, obviously. But it just reminds me of I chuckled because it reminds me of my favorite David Cross joke, which, you know, I don't think you have watched any of his stand-up or anything. It's pretty good, but back in the day, around probably more in the Bush years or whatever, he had this joke where he's like... He's like, yeah, I support the war, but I'm against the troops.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because that was what everybody would have. Everybody would be required to say, well, you know, I support the troops, but I'm against the war. Like, that would be nonstop. Everybody had to say, I support the war, but I'm against the troops. So dumb.
Yeah.
Man, I always love that one.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wish there was some sort of new reason to watch the fireworks. It's just, right now, it's just kids want to see the fireworks, whatever, which is pretty much everything. But there's nothing. It's just nothing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Can't they send fireworks like even higher, like into space or something, or just something new? I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know. The other big thing I wanted to talk about. Oh, well, so we went. We did that. And then we went to the zoo. And then we went to... there's a King Tut exhibit in LA that my wife really wanted to check out, you know, and I was like, yeah,
she's a big,
cool, you know?
Big King Tut fan.
Yeah, I guess. And then there was also some other museum right next to that. And I was just going like, oh, it's going to be another, whatever, do things like that I don't want to do. And maybe I'll see a couple things that'll be entertaining. But usually I have a hard time at museums. It's just real. I want to run through the museum and then leave.
You want to break the speed record for how fast a person could catch a glimpse of every single thing. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife she reads like every single thing and is like, you know, and all that. I'm like, God, I saw it.
Proper museuming though.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's the thing. You have to make those sounds too.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
I had no idea. Fascinating. That's a good point. If you're going to go to a museum, if you're a museum person, then you should be
It should be one or the other. That's what I was about to say. I don't want to interrupt your story, but mine is either like, I would either want to complete the fastest circuit of running through and catching, you know, and seeing every single thing, or I want to read every word of everything. Like, you should, you know what I mean? Like, the casual, like, saunter through and pretend you're interested in any of it and then leave, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's true. But what I was going to say is the fucking King Tut thing was awesome. God, what is it? This is what I was going to say. Well, a couple things is, what is it about fucking Egyptians? They're the coolest. Like, they're It's the weirdest thing. Like, people are obsessed with it, and King Tut, all of that. Like, he's the, you know, somehow the most famous pharaoh, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And he did, like, nothing. Like, he was, like, 10 and then died when he was 19, and he just nothing.
Like, didn't even, really?
Did nothing. But they found his tomb the most intact of anybody
later. See.
Like, they, it's kind of interesting. Like, they, different people, you know, dug up some stuff, or a bunch of robbers, like, played cops and robbers and pillaged a bunch of the other tombs. So, but this one, it was, like, later, and they, it was just completely perfectly intact when they found it, and they were able to get all this stuff out in a, you know, I mean, I'm sure it was just for money, but in sort of a scientific way. It wasn't like a bunch of people ransacked it and took a bunch of stuff. Yeah. So it's all, like, perfect. And they had all these things on display of, like, one of the guards of the tomb. And God, they fucking, they just look, there's something about whatever their design, their style was, they're, like, the coolest in history.
Yeah.
It's weird. Somehow that point of time in that place, that style, like, their eye makeup things, the little, you know, that stuff. And it somehow just never gets old.
It's a Hollywood thing. I don't know.
It never goes out of style. Well, yeah, that too. But I mean, even if you're, I think if you just showed a kid that stuff without them seeing anything else ever or whatever, you know, not like movies and stuff, they'd be like, that's awesome. I don't know why, but I mean, they had a lot of gold, which helped too. A lot of stuff is made out of gold, but it was weird standing, because that stuff is like, what is it? 4,000 years old? A lot of it. It's like 1800 BC.
It's a lot of years old.
Yeah, 3500 or 4000, something
like that. My favorite factoid thing is always like Cleopatra to now is less time than Cleopatra to the pyramids or whatever, somehow.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, because the pyramids are like negative a million, and then Cleopatra is what, like around, I don't know,
1850.
Zero. Yeah. 1850.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah, this stuff was like negative six, or not negative.
That's why I say negative. No, fuck it. Negative makes more sense. I don't.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want this fucking.
I think it was like negative 1600 or 1500 or whatever.
Yeah, negative, that makes sense.
I guess.
How does it? Yeah, anyway. Okay, fine. Either way, it's stupid, but negative makes more sense to me. We should reset all time. We should find. Yes. Well, first off, let's find when year zero actually was.
Yeah. No, the time is dumb.
Yeah.
But no, I was just standing next to the statue of a guard guy holding a thing with, like, a, you know, the whole headdress and the painted eye things that go out to the side, you know, towards their ear. I was like, this thing is fucking 3,500 years old.
Yeah,
just
my God,
sitting right here. Like,
People
that long ago were standing looking at her. The guy made it and it's still here. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, it's amazing. I was just staring at it for a while. So I was going to say that there was a couple things that I
just saw a lot of that shit in the British museum, because the British have all that stuff. They went and stole all of it
pretty much.
Yeah. And so their museums are the best because they just went around the world and stole everything.
Awesome. Yeah. I know. I was going to say that. I mean, that's a long thing, but just of all, yeah, all the museum stuff about how people got stuff and all, it's got to be the worst.
Oh, like, it's all absolutely the worst. It's like some rich asshole's son, like, decided to go take, like, an army of people and, like, steal everything. It's always that. Yeah. Like, the Duke's.
And then we look at it like there's not blood all over it. it was awesome. Like, there was a couple things. There was his tomb. He wasn't there. He didn't make the trip.
Oh, he wasn't there?
But no. But, they had a little display of, like, a black fake plastic mummy that looked, you know, it was the shape of his mummy and his mother's and his mummy's mummy. And
his mummy?
I don't know. His, what do you call
it? We all have a mummy, like a hypothetical mummy that's us. Like, it's like a shadow.
it is. Yeah, that's his mummy. What I'm trying to say. Well, what, like, is it? Isn't the sarcophagus like the...
No, like, do you mean him as a mummy? Like him...
Right.
Him. Yeah. It's just funny to say his
mummy. Mummy, yeah.
I guess it makes sense because, like, his corpse, you would say, like, oh, his corpse was there, like, or his or his silhouette.
But it's not his corpse,
say,
because it's the mummy one. Yeah. It's all mummied up.
No, this is me wrapping my mind around the fact that saying his mummy actually probably is the best way to say it.
Yeah, I don't know what else.
His mummy.
I don't know. So is this a shape
but how
of
would
that?
You do, there's a real who's on first situation, though, if you actually have a mummy, like. Oh, yeah. Do you mean my mummy or yeah?
Yeah. So they had, you know, those little, like, those two things that they hold across their chest. That's like the one thing. It's like a stick with a thing. Yeah. They had, like, those original pieces. Ring. And then there was this, like, jeweled, I don't know if it was jeweled, but like a bird, like a with its arm, the classic Egyptian bird with the arms stretched out to the sides.
I don't remember. I know the cat stuff, but I didn't know there's
a bird.
Yeah,
no, there's birds too. Hawks, kind of. It's almost like the Native American looking
thing. Interesting.
That's like right across his like sternum, kind of. And I was just looking at that thing, and I was like, that fucking thing. I don't know if you were trying to say this, but maybe it is that every movie we've watched as kids, whenever there's mummies, there's some kind of like magic Egyptian puzzles and, you know, like Indiana Jones.
How many of them came alive while you were in the thing?
But I was looking at that bird thing and I was just like, that is magical. It is magic. I don't know what, I don't believe in any magic, but that can't, that's not just a piece of
jewelry. It can't not be magic.
Yeah. It's so, maybe it is just so ingrained in our minds that anything Egyptian is just like weird and spooky and magical or whatever, but I don't know. It was awesome. And then, so we got through the exhibit and you know, my favorite thing about museums is like any tour you go on, you know where it ends? You know what the end of the tour is every time? Where it spits you out?
Into your own sarcophagus and your stuff.
No. Oh, God, that'd be awesome. No, it's the gift shop every single time.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of it, it puts you into the gift shop. And, God, I should have taken pictures, but the King Tut merchandise is like over the top sellout all time. King Tut would be rolling in his mummy right now if he saw it. And that's the other thing I think of. I'm like, how could this guy have imagined that 3,000, 4,000 years later?
Oh my God.
People would be like paying a lot of money flying in from to look at like his stupid fucking purse and his bird thing that was like nothing. All the stuff he had, he was probably like, whatever, I have everything. I have a zillion gold and this is all nothing. I don't care about any of this. And we're all looking at it this far along later. And then we go out to the gift shop and there's there's King Tut slippers that are supposed to be like his sandals.
King Tut the flamethrower.
I cannot see merchandise of any kind and not think of that where the real money for the movie is made. It's
really,
a perfect line.
That is like, even if Spaceballs were just that, it's pretty good contribution to unlike all of art.
Cause you should have seen all the shit. There's just anything you could think of. There's like the headdress, like a hat that's the mummy headdress type thing, you know, that goes down. Slippers and just everything branded King Tut, shot glasses. It's like, man.
Shot glasses. Take shots like the real King Tut did.
I guess it's all about, like, everything's all about money. But sometimes with the thing like that, it's like, is there no... I mean, we're paying to see King Tut stuff.
It's all about
money
or all about money? It's all about money.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good question.
His mummy.
Oh, God. The King Tut merchandise.
I'm still laughing at his mummy. I don't know about it. His mummy.
Oh, God. So anyway, weird. It was really fucking awesome. That was probably the best museum exhibit I've ever seen. Like, I was just, the whole time, I was like, this is fucking awesome. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is crazy. Awesome. It's amazing, too, like, when you go, like, in the British one, you can, like, smell it. You're like, I'm smelling the oldest fucking bullshit in the world.
Yeah.
Like, how is it that I'm smelling stuff that's thousands of years old? It's ridiculous.
It is weird. And at the same time, you think, like, well, this is just... If there's something today, like the White House or whatever, it's nothing. Like, you know, and then 3,000 years later, everyone will be like, oh, my God, look at this. And you're like, yeah, that was just a normal. I mean, nothing that the pharaohs had was normal, I guess. They all had, like, super ornate, expensive gold stuff. But still, it's not. It's just, I don't know what it is about Egyptian.
You know what's my favorite thing? This is apropos of nothing except Egyptians. One of my favorite things, I cannot remember what I saw it in. It was some random ass, you know, documentary or like something or other years ago, but I saw, it was like they had found, I want to say it was on some sort of, you know, Egyptian construction site. Like one of the, you know, laborers had drawn some crude, you know, stick figure portrait of him, like, you know, having sex with the female leader of the country, you know, whatever that would be. Is there pharaohs, whatever. I always loved it of like, we still do that. People are still that way. Like you just draw like, oh yeah, this is me fucking the, you know. Yeah, so how funny is that to think of? Like thousands of years ago, there's some Egyptian like worker was just like, yeah, check this out.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yep. Anyway, it was a fucking awesome trip. Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't even talk about the other thing because I sent you a picture. So right next to that, there was the California Science something, whatever. And they had the, you know, the Endeavor or whatever in there. You know, the space shuttle. Yeah. I sent you a picture of. And they also had, that is amazing.
King
I can talk
Tut's
about that forever.
Spaceship.
Yeah. King Tut's actual spaceship. No, they had the little, you know, the little like Gemini pods or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The moon landing.
Oh, pod my thing. God. No, the ones that, I don't know if it landed on the moon.
Yeah, that's the whole
well,
point.
Well, the Gemini
of them,
did. Well, I don't know. I'm saying I could have the wrong name of what oh, the, whatever okay. the fuck I was looking at. But it was like a 2-seat fucking Hershey's Kiss or whatever.
Yeah.
You know those?
Tiny.
And they have it like opened up with the, you know, I mean, it's a piece of plastic, but you can see like inside of the little cockpit or whatever. And to think that two people sat in there for, it was like 3 days orbiting the Earth or something, whatever this thing was. And I was like, that's not possible.
Yeah, no.
Can you imagine going up in that thing? I would think you would have to just be like, well, I'm going to die. But if I don't, then that's cool. But
that's
I'm
what's amazing is
die.
There isn't more death that happened in space. You know,
I know.
Like
all
the only to my knowledge, the only accidents are like the two things that just blew up. Right. Or, oh, I guess I know from my, you know, extensive knowledge of Apollo 13, there was the fire also. Right. There's some sort of fire. And they couldn't get out. But that's on fucking land. Yeah. That happened on land. Like, there should be more stories of like, yeah, well, we were in the tiny Gemini fucking, you know, Hershey's Kiss size pod. And like, I accidentally hit the side of it with my fork and like, we just lost all our air and died. You know, like there's,
yeah.
Why isn't there more of that? Because it's just tinfoil. They're just up in some fucking tinfoil thing.
I know. Impossible. I just can't imagine what that would feel like to be orbiting the Earth and something like that.
Yeah.
And just be like, I'm. Like, they tell me that we're going to go here and then do whatever they do to go back down or whatever, and I'll just land and be fine. It doesn't seem like that's possible. Like, even if they, you know, if you worked on it yourself with all the math and did all this stuff, I'd still be like, nah, it's not going to work. There's no way.
Yeah, I see your, you know, your chalkboards and chalkboards worth of equations. And to that, I said, nah, we're still talking about somehow going into space and coming back. It's just not possible.
No yeah, way. That was really cool to see. But then when I walked into the room with the Endeavor or whatever, holy shit, fucking thing is awesome. It's like Star Wars. Like, there's really Star Wars is what it felt like. Like, just seeing a Star Wars ship in real life, like in the actually went to space.
Yeah,
and it's funny because I said to you, like, it's huge, and you're like, planes that are like carry that. It's
yeah,
not even
it's tiny.
It's I don't know why in my mind it seemed so small. Nor like I thought it was like a little like Corvette or something. Like they just drive it up there and fly around. You know, not a Corvette, you know, like a Winnebago maybe. But it's fucking massive. And the three engine things on their four engines on the back or whatever. God.
Yeah, you've been on planes that are bigger than that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, those gigantic, did they have that part of it? The like, what, orange or maroon or whatever the hell that color is. The gigantic boosters?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't see it in the picture, but those things are fucking huge.
Yeah.
Those are probably as big as a big plane.
Yeah, it was really cool. All the panels are like, they have like individual numbers on them or something for some reason. I don't know if they have to figure out if they fail or something, but.
Oh, yeah.
Thing is awesome.
They
it
probably
looks
have
like,
to check and recheck and recheck every single tiny thing over and over. God.
And there's just two seats in the front of the thing with like there are two people to sit in. It's like. The rest is just all, I guess there's space in there to move around.
Well, there's
to do
there's
their,
more. There's more than that, right? Doesn't three or four people go up? I forget. Something like that.
That was amazing. But anyway, the main thing is like, I usually go to stuff like that and I go, yeah, cool, whatever. There's a painting by some guy or whatever. But those two were just, I actually was had a little sense of wonder. It was odd. It's a good feeling.
Wow.
Having that.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Not a lot left in the world that gives me that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, the simultaneously you saw the, or in short order, you saw the oldest fucking thing and then like the newest science-y thing.
Yeah, it was awesome. I would have liked to stay longer, but like forever, because San Diego's awesome. Well, San Diego, whatever. Yeah, there's like nothing going on there. That's the only thing about San Diego. It was kind of boring. It's not like LA
the Chargers are gone.
You know, I just mean, I don't know, like we were staying downtown by the, well, everything's by the ocean or whatever, but there was not like We're kind of driving around and walking around. There's nobody around. It was weird.
I just would never want to go to any place. I would never voluntarily go to a hotter place than here. I don't know.
Well,
I don't care. I don't
every
care
other day
down
it was
there.
Like 75. It's just we go and the one day we go, it's 100 somehow. Oh, it's okay. Already back to the normal temperatures, I think, like 75, 80.
Oh, okay.
We just had to go on the hottest fucking possible day ever. Of course.
Yeah, I've actually never been to San Diego. I'm just realizing.
Yeah, that's my first time.
I always think of LA as just like that's the last thing there is. And then yeah. Mexico.
But no, there's more.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. You got anything for a boner? Or?
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I have a whole rant to do on soccer because the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess we'll do that next week. Will it be over by then? Let's see. Might be.
Yeah, I think it's Thursday.
Semifinals are tomorrow. Or one semifinal is tomorrow. And, one must be another day. And then, yeah, I finally watched it. So I had a lot of stuff to report.
I still haven't watched one second of it.
Yeah, I hadn't until this weekend. But all right, I guess I'll have to do that next time after the championship is over. So people will be totally over it, but I don't care. All right, we'll go over to the boner content for the patrons at patreon.com/shoeshine. For everybody else, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.